another episode of Fair Shake on a Saturday morning. Thanks for spending your time with us. I know there's a lot to do today, and we appreciate you being here. Also with me is producer Chip. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. I'm back.
You are back. Vacation time last week. Where did you go?
We took a little trip down to Daytona. That's a familiar family place for us. Stayed at a condo down there. Had a great week. We actually had Fair Shake playing on the beach on Saturday. Morning around 10 o'clock, we had Fair Shake rocking Daytona Beach shores. So hopefully others in the umbrellas and so forth near us heard that and we gained some new listeners. During the girls' golf preview.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure there'll be people now avidly all over the country following our local girls' golf squads.
But yeah, we had a good week. So, but it's good to be back on the Fair Shake with Brian. Well,
how was the weather down there? Was it hot?
Not extremely. I mean, it was just hot. Normal. I mean, July, August in Florida, it's not going to be cool. But it was rainy the last, it rains about every day in Daytona, but last couple days a little more rain than I would have liked, but that's
part of
roll the dice when you go down there. I mean, that's part of it. So went over to Universal just for a day there. So
oh, I like
broke
Universal.
Up the weekend.
Yeah,
my girls like they prefer that over Magic Kingdom. I prefer for like a 1 day trip. I prefer Magic Kingdom, but I like Universal also.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you back. And have you started school yet?
We started Teacher Institute on Thursday and Friday, so the teachers are in, and our kids come on Monday. So
all right. Well, most of our schools are back. North Davis starts this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So, but all the other schools are back in session already. And as I guess sort of a mini announcement, just for those who wonder or care, I have a career change to talk about.
Okay.
I started thinking, you know, I'm 57. I'm not a young spring chicken, as they say. So I got to thinking, started kind of thinking about retirement and what I wanted to do. And I, you know, my original plans were to retire somewhere around 63 to 65, just depending on how it worked out. Well, then when we added little Dylan to the mix, I kind of started rethinking that. And I don't know why, this may be my own thing. I didn't want to retire while she's in school. So I decided I would like to work until she graduates. She's in the third grade. So that gives me, you know, 8 to 10 years, whatever the math works out to be, which would put me at 67, a little older than what I wanted, but it'll be fine, you know. So, but I got to thinking, do I want to continue? And for those that don't know, I was in the waste and recycling industry for years and in various forms, and decided, do I want to do that and sales quotas and this and that? And I decided I did not. And then, so I got to thinking probably into last year, what do I want to do? I had originally gone to school. I was going to teach, and then just life happened and got into a career and just kind of got away from it, so I didn't end up doing it. But I decided that that's what I think I would like to do with these last few years, and provided that, you know, an opportunity would come. So I have gone back to school, which is crazy at this age. Actually started back in April taking some classes, and I'm getting my transition to teaching, specializing in elementary, but if an opportunity at the secondary level, at the high school level came, I would definitely take a look at that. But yeah, so I am joining your ranks.
Yes, I'm an elementary education major and elementary teacher myself. I am excited to hear this. When you told me this, I was thrilled to hear it. I mean, I've always thought you'd be perfect in the classroom, and the kids wherever you teach, we'll be very lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, and you know, and honestly, and you had a part of this. I mean, obviously that you and I have known each other forever, and we're best friends, and you've been a teacher, and I know you've kind of shared things along your journey, and it's been awesome. But what month did your father pass?
August. Oh, yeah, August 19th. It's almost been 1 year.
Oh yeah, it almost is exactly a year. Well, sitting there and hearing people talk about, and then seeing all the accolades that he got and memories of former students. I'm a former student of his. That sort of kind of got the ball rolling. And then as the year progressed and then I started really thinking about what I wanted to do, that definitely had a part of that. So your dad's memory definitely has a part of that. And well, I'm looking forward to it. Now, I didn't plan to jump right in, but I had an opportunity, and just this is more for experience. Bar Reeve called. I'd signed up to be a substitute once in a while. Bar Reeve called and said, would you like a permanent substitute job in the elementary school until October 1st? And so I'm like, well, if I'm going to do this, let's dive in and go.
Let's do it.
And so, yeah, so I've got a permanent permanent through October 1st substitute job. So I'm looking forward to it. All right. I never thought I'd be making a major career change at 57 years old, but here I am. But I think doing that, paired with what we do here on Fair Shake and the sports reports and everything, also going to do a little sales for Dwayne to help out that cause. So I'm looking forward to the future here. So here we go.
Congratulations, Brian. So you are back. Like, Bar Reeve has started. I've seen back to school pictures. The kids are in. So you're rolling right now.
I have completed my first week. I did get some messages like, hey, where's your first day of school picture? I'm not doing that until I officially get hired into a job. Okay. And then I will take a first day of school picture. Sounds I promise. Good. So yeah. Hey, we've got a great big weekend in Washington. That 70s rock show is playing the Washington Auditorium as part of the concert series tonight, playing songs from the entire decade their catalog covers. So definitely go see that. You can buy tickets at the door to see that 70s rock show. And then our very own Dwayne Shake and the Class of 96 reunion is happening tonight. So you could potentially hear 70s music. And then at that reunion, that 90s band's playing, which I've heard. They're a fantastic 90s band. So they're going to be playing over there for that reunion. So big night in Washington tonight. Music mm-hmm. everywhere. And I know you are a big fan. Well, you're a big fan of 70s music, but I know you're a big fan of 90s music.
Yeah. Yeah. Love both decades. 90s more familiar with being a young adult in the 90s. But yeah, so this is actually Dwayne's like reunion.
Yeah,
like, it's not like something reunion. He's like going, he's not on remote at. Like,
oh, no. No,
this is his class of 96.
He's going to be rocking it. I heard that he tried to grow the mullet back for the reunion. He said it didn't work so good, but but he will be there and they will be rocking to 90s music at the, I believe it's at the Knights of Columbus. So that'll be a good time. In a couple of minutes here we got left in segment one, real quick, I'll just tell you, in the next segment, Mike DeCourcy, my broadcast partner and voice of the Vikings, is going to be on to give a preview of all the volleyball teams in the area. So he's got his thumb on all the volleyball teams. He's going to talk about that. And then with that 70s show playing, I decided, you know, we talked, what's the biggest songs of the 70s? Not by each year, but the entire decade. So we'll take a look at the top 10, the Billboard charts for the whole decade.
Okay.
Real quick, though, I do want to mention, I couldn't let this go, and my Purdue fans out there, excuse me for a second, the Purdue athletic director got hired, had his first press conference, and said, if you want to win national championships, come to Purdue. If you don't, go to Indiana.
Yeah, I saw that on Thursday, I think it was. I think he was, I don't know if he's trying to be like Kurt Cignetti.
Have that Cignetti moment.
Go over well, I don't think. I consider myself more of a Purdue fan than an Indiana fan, but if you're talking national championships, across all sports, there's no comparison between the two schools.
Yeah, it was an interesting way to start off. I mean, at least Cignetti, when he had his moment, he left it vague and just said everybody sucks.
Right. You know?
But that was very specific what this guy said, and I don't know. I guess we'll see how it plays out. But he's been getting it from all angles, I know, online, and probably deservedly so.
And especially coming off a national championship 7 months ago.
Yeah, not great timing, but I tell you what is great timing. We'll be back and we're going to talk volleyball because it all gets going here 1 week from today. And you can hear the first Bar Reeve game on The General with the voice of the Vikings, Mike DeCourcy, who's going to bring you this volleyball preview. We'll be right back on Fair Shake.
Can't stay at home, can't stay at school. Old folks say you're pulling a fool.
Thinking about switching internet? Now's the time. New residential customers who sign up for qualifying IntelliSense fiber delivered by RTC can receive a $150 Amazon gift card after installation and meeting promotional requirements. Plus, refer a friend and you'll both receive a $50 bill credit. Get fast, reliable fiber internet with local customer service you can count on. Offer valid July 10th through August 10th. Call RTC or stop by today. Offer valid for qualifying new residential customers only.
Your new home for the Bob and Tom Show, the Razor 94.5 WRZR, is proud to present a special show at the Astra Theater for one big night, Saturday, August 22nd, as we welcome Pat Godwin, a regular on the Bob and Tom Show, to the Astra in Jasper.
Pearl Jam started that whole thing. It's called the Jackass style of singing when they do it. Pearl Jam started it. Too, same thing.
Get your tickets before they're gone at astratheater.com. That's astratheater.com. Don't miss comedian Pat Godwin from The Bob and Tom Show live at the Astra Saturday, August 22nd. Presented by your home for The Bob and Tom Show, the Razor 94.5 WRZR.
Join the morning shakeup at Scooters this Thursday morning from 7 until 9 for the arrival of all of the flavors of fall. We will be broadcasting live during your morning drive, giving you the chance to pick up a famous pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin chai, or pumpkin caramelicious from Scooters. Then come back Thursday afternoon from 1 until 3 as we broadcast live again and introduce the caramel apple shake, caramel apple Red Bull infusion, or the maple caramelicious cold brew. Scoot around and meet us at Scooters this Thursday.
At Bobcat of Davies County, we're proud to salute the heroes who serve our communities every day. If you're active or retired military, law enforcement, fire and rescue, or a healthcare professional, you may qualify for the Bobcat Bravo program. Receive up to 24% off eligible new Bobcat equipment and 3.9% financing for up to 36 months. Thank you for all you do. Visit Bobcat of Davies County today and ask about the Bravo Heroes program. Bobcat, that's one tough animal. Weather brought to you by Roots RV Sales. With over 200 units on the ground, you're sure to find the perfect camper for your family to enjoy. They offer a complete lineup of new and used campers. Don't let another weekend go by that you're not camping. See Roots RV in Mitchell or online at RootsRV.com. Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. As we head into the weekend, we have isolated showers and maybe thunderstorm through mid-afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs at 87 today. Isolated showers again possible tonight with lows around 70. For your Sunday, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs warming up to near 90. More humid on Sunday. And sunny and hot for Monday as temperatures reach 91 degrees.
These are classic hits on Memories 107.9.
JJ,
good save.
Ball just going to be sent over. Now Benton, Foster from the back, going to try to push it. Addy there to cover it. JJ going to try to push one, can't do it.
Long point.
Play on a little longer. Block back. And now it's going to be sent to the back. Hallie, Maya Raber. Played out again.
Benton will not go away.
Here we go again. Hallie out to Laney. Block back.
Good play.
Are you going to do it again? There's JJ on the right side. Her shot dug up. Now a back row attack. Block back. They get down. JJ Knapp and Maya Raber got it. And the Vikings, for the fourth time, are state champions.
Wow. What a point. My goodness, that point went on forever. And just like this game, it was very, very competitive.
I'm Mike DeCourcy here on Fair Shake, and starting this week, you'll hear Myself and Brino, and not only Bar Eve volleyball coverage, but other area coverage on Shake Broadcasting. And what you just heard was the end of the 2025 state championship game, and we start our area preview with the defending state champions, Bar Eve. They were 33-5 last year, the 2A state champions led by Coach Tyler Schulteis. And although the Lady Vikings graduate several seniors from that state championship team, they do have talent galore returning. Let's start and let's talk about him. J.J. Knepp perhaps had one of the top few freshman years in all of the state in Indiana and was among the state's leader in kills last season. And then you got her sister, Hallie Knepp, a four-year starter from the setter position. Hallie will hit a little bit this year, providing some offense for the Vikings unbelievably through just three seasons. Hallie Knepp, over 2,000 set assists through three campaigns, and she is looking to break the all-time Viking record in that department. Maya Raber, she will be a three-year varsity player this year, emerged as a junior, and from the middle hitter position, had several big games. And as you heard just a second ago in our clip from the state finals last year, she got the big block to win in five sets over Benton Central. Maya Raber with the play of the game. And just like baseball, the Viking middle defense is good. You've got a good middle hitter, you've got a good setter, you've got another good hitter, and you've got a returning libero. That's Laura Graber. And you heard her serve the state championship point. She returns to anchor the Viking defense, and several other regulars and contributors from a very successful JV team will be up in action. This is the Vikings' second time in Class 3A due to the IHSAA success factor. That sectional will be at Jasper. And a side fun fact on that, there's only two public schools in the state, Bar Eve Volleyball and Tecumseh Softball, the only public schools in the state to ever be double success factored. That means they play two classes up from where they should be playing. 7 miles to the west of Montgomery, Washington. They return a few regulars off of a 17-13 team where they lost to Vincennes in last year's 3A sectional. And although several regulars graduated, including the do-it-all Shay Hawk, it's Danica Dowling returning this year, and she is an all-state candidate. She tallied nearly 400 kills last season, and Dowling is expecting to have an all-state season here as a junior. And just like Bar Eve, well, it's a good place to start when you've got your leading hitter and your leading setter back, Addie Williams, over 500 set assists last year, and Coach Brett Madison will have some returning defensive players improve on last season's 17-win campaign. And it will be a loaded 3A sectional down at Jasper with the Wildcats, the Vikings, Coach Madison's Hatchets, Heritage Hills, a good Gibson Southern team, and more. And that will be in the 3A sectional, which will take place at Jasper. Just a side note, Brett Madison, he's in his second year back and his second stint as the head coach of the Lady Hatchets.
Is long back to the Lions. They thought they'd won it. No, 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 no. No, 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 girls. Get back. It's only a one-point lead. The Lions thought they won a sectional championship from the bench there. They came out, but now it'll be on Jocelyn Sims to try to actually finish it off. 15-14. Sims. Serve. Good serve. Hawk, it stays in the back row.
Free ball.
Krim to the Lions, Sims, Gilbert, middle, Savannah, there's Hawk. Brazley Lentz over, Consley, Gilbert again, Macy Knepp, finishes it off, it's a three-peat for the Lions.
And that was our friend Greg Bateman over on 94.5 last year. An epic sectional championship game where Ligoti rallied from two sets down and they win it 16-14 over Shoals in the sectional championship. Ligoti went on to become 1A regional champions. Now, the Lady Lions, they return a bunch of regulars from last season and quite frankly, probably a disappointing campaign for many in Ligoti up until the tournament round. Ligoti finished with just a 14-17 record, but several regulars were out with injuries. They were working new players into the lineup, and this season, a bulk of those regulars return. The 6'2" Elena Diamond, she returns with over 300 kills. She is an all-state candidate, and just like the other area teams we've discussed, Lydia Hawkins and Aubrey Gilbert are back to handle the setting positions. So the leading hitter, the two leading setters are back. And oh yeah, Jocelyn Sims, the libero, she had over 500 digs last season, and she returns to anchor the Lady Lion defense. On the coaching front at Ligoti, Coach Haley Taylor Cummins is out after three seasons. She retired as her and her husband have started a family. And back is Tracy McAtee, who had one stint previously leading the Lions. And Ligoti, they've won the Class A sectional three seasons in a row. And that Class A sectional, that will be at Ligoti. If you want a human interest story to follow this fall, go a little bit farther east in Martin County over to Shoals. Shoals had a great season last year. They were 24-5, and as you just heard, a heartbreaker in the sectional finals against Ligoti, where they dropped a five-set thriller, 16-14, in the fifth set. One story to follow with the Lady Jugrocks this season: Shoals, as a high school, looking for their first sectional title in any sport since 1993, and this Lady Jugrocks team, they have the squad and the talent to do it. They only lost one starter from last year's 24-5 team, and they return a balanced offense with four girls back who contributed nearly 200 kills each, and Riley Bauer returns to run the offense. She had over 700 assists last season. So the offense and the setting returns for the Lady Rocks, looking for the first Shoals sectional championship in over a generation. And finally, in that 1A sectional, new blood up at North Davies. The Lady Cougars, they finished 12-17 last season. They will also be in the 1A sectional at Ligoti. That new coach, Rachel Knepp, she moves over after leading the Washington program for several seasons. She takes over for the retiring Jordy Graber. And lots of excitement at North Davies as several talented freshmen expected to see early playing time. But the cupboard is not bare for Coach Knepp. Adeline Smith and Alexis Talbert each racked up over 200 kills, and they return this fall. And once again, that sectional will take place at Ligoti this season before moving to Orleans in the fall of 2027. Along with everything in Davies and Martin County, which we've just talked about, I did take a little liberty and polled a few area high school coaches, club coaches, etc., and talked to several of them and just said, hey, give me your top five teams outside of Davies and Martin County in Southern Indiana. And in no particular order, the top five for this season looks a little bit like this. The consensus was all around the Jasper Wildcats. They return multiple letter winners and starters off of last season's semi-state team, and they will host Barrie and Washington, amongst others, in their own sectional. Evansville North, they may be one of the best teams in the entire state, and Barrie and Washington will have Evansville North on their schedule. Of course, Castle, perennially year in, year out, a contender. They returned several letter winners from last season down in Warrick County. And speaking of Warrick County, another team that all of these coaches mentioned, that was the Tecumseh Lady Braves, who could potentially be the overall favorite to win the 1A state championship. And nearly every team that we've mentioned here today will see Tecumseh at some point in the season. And then two teams that were mentioned by some coaches, but not all, Gibson Southern and Heritage Hills, who are both in that Class 3A sectional. And each of those teams returned their nucleuses from last year's 20-plus win teams, only graduating a couple of girls each. So those are the teams that these area coaches have mentioned will be a factor in Southern Indiana here in the fall of 2026. Once again, I'm Mike DeCourcy. You can catch me and Brino on all of the Bari volleyball broadcasts this season. Of course, we have Greg Bateman over on the Razor 94.5 as the Lady Lions look for a sectional four-peat, and Shoals looking for that first sectional in over three decades. And, of course, myself, Dwayne Shake, Brian Emmons, you'll hear a cast of characters, including Coach Gretchen Miles, on some Washington Lady Hatchet volleyball broadcasts this year as Coach Brett Madison's Lady Hatchets looking to make some noise in the area. I'm Mike DeCourcy for Fair Shake. This has been the Area Volleyball Preview. And back to more Brino right after this timeout.
Procom Satellite is a locally owned operation that offers satellite, cell phone, and internet service right here in Washington. Procom Satellite reps for the biggest names, Dish Network, DirecTV, and Boost Mobile, offering the best products, the best local service, and the best prices. If you've been thinking about Boost Mobile, Dish Network, Starlink, DirecTV, a Google Nest, or other technical services, call Procom Satellite today at 257-0333, 257-0333, or stop by at 402 South State Road 57 in Washington.
Come out for a once-in-a-lifetime event at West Boggs Park for the Kiwanis Indiana Balloon Fest, August 28th and 29th. Hot air balloons, a kid's zone, pony rides, trackless train rides, golf for Riley, vendors, and so much more. Friday will feature pyrotechnic skydivers with a Jeep show and fireworks on Saturday. For advanced tickets, visit scikiwanisclub.org. Don't miss the international award-winning Kiwanis Indiana Balloon Fest, August 28th and 29th at West Boggs Park, presented by Visit Daviess County, Indiana.
The Washington Hatchets hit the gridiron for another exciting season of Hatchet football. And your home for every game, home and away, under the Friday night lights is Memories 107.9. Hello, everyone. It's Dwayne Shake inviting you to join Mark Myers and me for Hatchet football all season long under the Friday night lights. Tune in for every game, home and away, on your home for the Hatchets, Memories 107.9, and online anywhere, anytime at WAMWAMFM.com. Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information. Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Center. As we head into the weekend, we have isolated showers and maybe thunderstorm through mid-afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs at 87 today. Isolated showers again possible tonight with lows around 70. For your Sunday, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs warming up to near 90. More humid on Sunday. And sunny and hot for Monday as temperatures reach 91 degrees.
Can you hear this?
The Top Guns of Music play right here on Memories 107.9.
Do you want me to turn it up?
Hey, we're back on Fair Shake. I'm Brian Emmons. Thanks for being with us here today. You know, tonight at the Washington Auditorium, that 70s rock show will be playing as part of the concert series, and they play songs from all across the decade of the 70s, and it got us thinking, what are the biggest songs of the decade? Not each year, but the entire decade as a whole. It gave us singer-songwriter, soft rock, soul, funk, and eventually enough disco to fill every dance floor in America. But what songs were the biggest? So for this countdown, I'm not arguing about the best song or choosing my personal favorites. I'm using Billboard's rankings of the biggest performing songs on the Hot 100 during the decade. And I'm going to warn you right now, it doesn't include Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, and Queen. Apparently, America spent a lot more time dancing and falling in love than we remember. The countdown comes from Billboard's rankings of the biggest performing Hot 100 singles of the 70s. Billboard calculated the list using weekly chart performances based on record sales and radio airplay from December 20th of 69 through October 27th of 79. Billboard's top 10 Hot 100 hits of the 1970s. Now, let's count them down. It was only 20 years old when Shadow Dancing became the biggest Billboard single of 1978. Andy wrote it with his three older brothers, Barry, Robin, and Maurice, and you know those guys, the Bee Gees. According to Andy, the four brothers came up with the song's chorus in just about 10 minutes. It became Andy's third straight number one single, making him the first male solo artist to take his first three American singles all the way to number one. Shadow Dancing stayed there for 7 weeks.
Whoa, tie yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me? If I don't see a ribbon round the old oak tree, I'll stay on the bus, forget about us, put the blame on me. If I don't see that yellow ribbon round the old
at number 9, Tony Orlando and Dawn, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. This is much darker than that happy melody makes it sound. The song is told from the perspective of a man coming home from prison after 3 years. He asks his former love to tie a yellow ribbon around the tree if she still wants him. He gets off the bus and finds not one ribbon, but 100. The song spent 4 weeks at number one in 1973 and helped turn the yellow ribbon into a national symbol for welcoming people home. It was later used prominently when the American hostages returned from Iran in 1981. That's Tony Orlando and Dawn with Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Producer Robert Stigwood originally wanted to call his John Travolta movie simply Saturday Night. The Bee Gees already had a song called Night Fever, and they reportedly weren't crazy about writing another song called Saturday Night. Their solution was simple. Just combine the two titles. The movie became Saturday Night Fever, and Night Fever spent 8 weeks at number one. At one point during the spring of 78, the Bee Gees had written 4 of the 5 songs sitting at the top of the Billboard chart. That's the sweet stylings of Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. Probably never been less confusion about what a song is suggesting. But Let's Get It On did not begin as a seduction song. Co-writer Ed Townsend originally developed the idea around overcoming addiction and getting on with your life. Marvin Gaye helped turn it into something considerably more romantic. It became Gaye's second number one pop single and the biggest selling Motown recording of his career to that point. It also helped transform him from a socially conscious soul singer into one of America's great romantic icons. Number 6 on the countdown of the Billboard's Hot 100 songs of the 1970s, it's Paul McCartney and Wings' Silly Love Songs. You think that people Well, you heard this song when Electric Tommy Volt played it because it was number one on the 4th of July of 1976. Critics have spent years accusing Paul McCartney of writing lightweight, overly sentimental love songs. So Paul responded by writing a song called Silly Love Songs, asking what exactly was wrong with filling the world with love. Then he made his point even more effectively by taking it to number one for 5 weeks. It became Billboard's biggest song of 1976, proving that if Paul McCartney was writing silly love songs, millions of people were perfectly happy to keep buying them. After we hear from Rick Derringer and a little bit of rock and roll hoochie coo, we'll be back in segment four to finish up the countdown of the biggest songs of the 1970s.
At Bobcat of Davies County, we proudly salute the heroes who keep our community safe, strong, and moving forward. If you're active or retired military, law enforcement, fire and rescue, or a healthcare professional, you may qualify for the Bobcat Bravo program. Earn up to 24% off eligible new Bobcat equipment and 3.9% financing for up to 36 months. Best of all, bundle that with a cash purchase or financing and save even more. Stop by Bobcat of Davies County today and ask about the Bravo Heroes program.
The Bob and Tom Show, mornings on the razor, like a clean shave with all the razor burn and a cool, refreshing splash of cheap-ass Aqua Velva. Bob and Tom,
Bob and Tom. I want to remind everybody that Pat Godwin is back in shape after shoulder surgery. You can finally play the guitar again.
Yay!
Did you do the old joke where you said to the surgeon, "Hey, Doc, will I be able to play guitar after my shoulder heals?" And he goes, "Yes." And he said, "Wow, that's cool, because I can't play guitar now." You know,
I did post that on Facebook.
certainly one of the classics. Patty G at the Astra Theater in Jasper, Indiana, Saturday, August 22nd. That's cool. Tickets at astrotheater.com, courtesy of The Razor 94.5. They're sponsoring that show. That'll be cool.
The Bob and Tom Show, weekday mornings on The Razor 94.5.
Thinking about switching internet? Now's the time. New residential customers who sign up for qualifying IntelliSense fiber delivered by RTC can receive a $150 Amazon gift card after installation and meeting promotional requirements. Plus, refer a friend and you'll both receive a $50 bill credit. Get fast, reliable fiber internet with local customer service you can count on. Offer valid July 10th through August 10th. Call RTC or stop by today. Offer valid for qualifying new residential customers only.
Weather brought to you by Davies Community Hospital. DCH is expanding specialty services through a new partnership with Tri-State Orthopedics. Dr. Ryan Wetzel, a pain management specialist, while Dr. Braxton Facer is a surgical podiatrist. To schedule an appointment, call 812-477-1558. Here's your forecast from the ABK Flooring Weather Centers. We headed to the weekend. We have isolated showers and maybe thunderstorm through mid-afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Highs at 87 today. Isolated showers again possible tonight with lows around 70. For your Sunday, tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs warming up to near 90. More humid on Sunday. And sunny and hot for Monday as temperatures reach 91 degrees.
Getting old is really just about knowing that every part of your body makes a sound every morning. It's true. Memories 107.9.
Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Back to Fair Shake. I'm Brian Emmons. Thanks for being part of the show today as we run down the top 10 songs of the 1970s according to the Billboard charts. And we're doing this because tonight that 70s rock show is playing at the Washington High School for the community concert series. And they're going to be playing songs from the entire decade. So kind of got us thinking, what ranked as the top songs of the 70s? First half that we just covered, Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb was 10. Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree was 9. Night Fever by the Bee Gees, number 8. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, 7. Number 6, Silly Love Songs by Wings. And number 5, Well, Andy Gibb makes a return, and this is I Just Want to Be Your Everything. The Bee Gees' little brother makes his second appearance in the countdown, but the family fingerprints are all over this one. And I honestly wouldn't have thought Andy would make multiple songs in the countdown for the decade, but here we are. Barry Gibb wrote the song, sang backup, and helped produce it. Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh played on the recording. Andy said Barry wrote the song in about 20 minutes. Amazing. It became Andy's first American hit and spent 4 weeks at number one during the summer of 1977. He was suddenly a star before he even turned 20 years old. And here comes those brothers back with the number four song on our countdown. How deep is your love? Is your love? Of course, by the Bee Gees, the first single released from the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. And although the song itself, not really disco, the Bee Gees wrote it while working on material for their next album. Then their manager asked them to contribute songs to a movie that had not yet been filmed. It reached number one on Christmas Day 1977 and remained in the top 10 for 17 consecutive weeks, which was a record at the time. Barry Gibb later called it his favorite Bee Gees song.
Just one try, and you two will be sold. It's called a freak. They're doing it night and day. Allow us, we'll show you the way.
Number three, it's Chic with Le Freak. Le Freak was born after Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards were denied entrance into Studio 54 on New Year's Eve, even though Grace Jones had invited them. They returned to Rodgers' apartment and began angrily singing a phrase that definitely could not be played on the radio. They eventually changed it from what it was to Freak Out, and their revenge became one of the biggest disco records ever made. Le Freak became the first song in Billboard history to reach number one on three separate occasions. Sometimes getting rejected at the door works out just fine.
Kick off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gown. Let me pour you a good long drink.
At number two, Tonight's the Night by Rod Stewart. Stewart spent 8 weeks at number one with a song that was considered so suggestive, the BBC initially refused to play it. Several American radio stations edited the ending, which featured whispered vocals from Stewart's girlfriend at the time, actress Britt Eklund. Despite the controversy, or maybe partly because of it, Tonight's the Night became the biggest single of Rod Stewart's career. And that leaves only number one. The biggest Billboard song of the entire 1970s belongs to Debbie Boone, the daughter of singer Pat Boone.
You light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. You light up.
The song was originally recorded by Casey Sissick for the movie You Light Up My Life. Boone later recorded her vocal over an instrumental backing track that had already been made for the film. Her version spent 10 consecutive weeks at number one, setting a new Billboard Hot 100 record. It won the Grammy for Song of the Year, earned an Academy Award for songwriter Joe Brooks, and became one of the most defining ballads of the decade. So there it is. According to Billboard, the biggest songs of the 1970s was not Hotel California, Stairway to Heaven, Bohemian Rhapsody, or even Stayin' Alive. It was Debbie Boone and You Light Up My Life. The final top 10 included two songs from Andy Gibb, two from the Bee Gees, and six songs released between 1976 and 1978. In other words, if you wanted to rule the charts in the 70s, it helped to be a member of the Gibb family or wear something shiny and have access to a disco ball. Thanks so much for listening to Fair Shake. That was a fun countdown to do. Thanks to Mike DeCourcy, of course, for running down all the volleyball teams, and my man, producer Chip, who helps me out with the show each and every week. Thanks to our sponsors. We could not do this show without them. And if you'd like to sponsor, just give me a ring here at the radio station and we can make that happen. But most importantly, thank you. There's a whole lot of things you could be doing on this Saturday, and we appreciate you giving us a fair shake. Have a slow ride, and we'll talk to you next week, everybody. Slow.